This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Jeannie Yandel. When someone you love dies suddenly, you never really get over it. So today could be a particularly hard day for some families. That's because 35 years ago today, Mount St. Helens erupted. The blast was so forceful, it collapsed one side of the mountain, and it killed 57 people. Faye Blackburn worked at the Columbian newspaper in Vancouver at the time. Her husband, Reed Blackburn, worked there too, as a staff photographer. On the day of the eruption, he was camping about 7 miles from the mountain, taking photos. But Faye Blackburn told me she wasn't worried.
I knew Reed was a cautious fellow. I didn't doubt my management team at the Columbian. They would never put him in a risky situation where they thought death would be a result. So I don't think any of us were all that worried that it would kill as many people. The scientists themselves never expected a lateral blast. I don't think it could be foreseen by anyone.
Well, that lateral blast you just talked about, that happened in the morning on May 18th, 1980. What were you doing that morning?
It was a Sunday morning. And so I was asleep at 8:30. 8:32 is when they, report that it erupted. And a friend called me and said, "Hey, did you see it's erupting?" And I got out of bed and went out my driveway where I could see a lovely view of Mount St. Helens, and thought to myself, I was quite happy because I thought, finally, Reed gets to come home after a week of being up camping on the mountain.
When did you realize that that might not be happening?
By mid-afternoon, there were photographs coming in via television and news reports of the outskirts, which looked very devastated. And someone came to my house, another friend. Later, I found out she was sent by the news staff to make sure I was not alone. And we started getting information that they could not get a hold of Reed, that they were trying to radio him and he wasn't answering. And so by later that afternoon, I knew. Several helicopters had tried to get into the area, and one helicopter that was one of a private helicopter that we had used the pilot for many of our trips to the mountain, our meaning the Columbian's trips, had actually attempted to go in and rescue Reed. And he was a Vietnam vet helicopter pilot, and he could not get in. And as soon as that was realized, we all knew that Reed could not have survived it. I'm sorry, but I need a moment.
Of course.
You know, 35 years, it can come to the surface and just wash over me at times. So I'm good now. Okay.
Thank you. I'm talking with Faye Blackburn. She and her husband, Reed, worked at the Columbian newspaper in 1980 when Mount St. Helens erupted. Her husband, Reed, was one of the staff photographers at the time, and he'd been taking photos of Mount St. Helens off and on, along with other staff photographers, since the volcano became active in March of 1980. Faye, at the time, you were working at the newspaper that Reed worked at as well. Did you keep working at the Columbian after you learned that Reed died?
Yes, I've worked at the Columbian since 1973. Reed came to work there, I believe, in 1974, 75. And so we started dating in 1976, and I've been there ever since.
Why have you stayed?
The Columbian is a family-owned newspaper. It was a close-knit community in the 80s and 90s and years after. We were all like family, and I didn't want to leave that connection. The dark room where Reed back in the day when you actually would develop your own photographs was still there for many years. It was comforting for me to be among people who knew Reed and respected him and honored his memory. So it was a great place to work. They were very good to me through that difficult time, and I saw no reason to leave it.
You still live in Vancouver. How do you feel about Mount St. Helens today?
It's a beautiful mountain. She's always been a beautiful mountain. She is very prominent on our skyline in Vancouver. There's several roads that you see her from in all of her beauty. And she was a place that we enjoyed. And Reed was an outdoor enthusiast all of his life from childhood. I don't believe it would be honoring him if I ever had any kind of hate relationship with a mountain like Mount St. Helens.
Have you been up there at all since he died there?
On the first year anniversary, National Geographic arranged a helicopter trip for Reed's mother and myself and Roe Finley, who was an editor and writer of the many stories they covered. And we planted rhododendrons and azaleas around the campsite. That was 1981. I didn't go back again until the Columbian did a feature story on the, I believe it was probably the 25th anniversary. And several of us all went back together, two staff photographers that worked and loved Reed like a brother. And I hadn't been back again since that trip.
Well, Faye, one of the reasons I'm talking with you is this month is the 35th anniversary of that eruption. What do you do around those anniversaries?
Well, I do still work at a newspaper, and so I am around it every anniversary. Photographs of the eruption, you know, are on the walls of our newsroom, but I never work that day if it's a weekday. I busy myself with other things at home. I don't put on the television news. I avoid it. Most of the funk of the whole event comes to me in the prior weeks to the anniversary, thinking about it, anticipating how I'm going to feel on that day. So by the time the day comes, I can handle it.
Faye, thank you so much for talking with me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Faye Blackburn is the Letters to the Editor coordinator at the Columbian newspaper in Vancouver. She and her husband Reed worked there in May 1980, when Mount St. Helens erupted. Reed Blackburn was killed in the eruption on May 18, 1980.